You're listening to Speaking of History with Eric Langhorst, and today is July 11th, 2005, and it's currently about 7:30 in the morning, and I'm on Interstate I-29, traveling between Liberty, Missouri and Omaha, Nebraska, and I actually just crossed the border into Iowa. I'm going to be traveling in Iowa until I can get across the Missouri River into Omaha. And it's a beautiful morning. I got up relatively early today so that I could get up to Omaha for a class that I'm finishing up. I'm currently helping to teach a class, and we have today and tomorrow left, and I'm going to talk about that in today's show a little bit. Also, this is podcast number two, so I'm going to talk a little bit about the equipment I'm using. Someone might find that a little bit more interesting, and possibly have a tip for me that I can do something a little bit maybe different with my podcast and have a quality show. I'd also like to talk about something really exciting that's coming up next week. I'm going to Seattle, and I'm going to be a guest of Microsoft, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit today so that I can kind of prep you on some podcasts that hopefully next week will be coming to you from Seattle, Washington. But first of all, I'd like to talk a little bit about the class that I'm helping to teach right now. Again, it's in Omaha, Nebraska, and it's through a group called GEON. GEON stands for Geographic Educators of Nebraska. And I first found out about this organization when I was taking graduate classes to earn my master's degree. And they offer workshops on not only geography, but also social studies in general throughout the state of Nebraska. One of the offerings that they have is called a virtual institute, and that's the type of class that we're finishing up today and tomorrow. A virtual institute is where people come together at a central location for one day. We met in Omaha about 2 weeks ago, and we have about 10 people taking the class, I believe, and 4 instructors. And we met for one day, and everybody got their materials. We have 2 books that we're reading. The topic for the class that we have right now is the Middle East, and so we gave out 2 books on about the Middle East and the Islamic religion. And we talked a little bit about how to use the discussion boards with the online class offering that we have. And everybody in general got to meet each other and kind of got to match a name with a face and know what was going on. And then for the last 2 weeks, we've been back in our homes, and we've been doing lessons on the internet and posting questions similar to what you find on like a Blackboard application. And so it's kind of neat because we met first and got to meet everybody, and then we continued this online discussion over the last couple weeks. But what we're doing today and tomorrow is we're getting back together, and we're going to kind of wrap up those activities and those lessons and do some exciting things in Omaha. Since we're studying about the Middle East, we have a great list of activities today. We're going to visit a mosque today in Omaha. We're also going to eat Middle Eastern cuisine. We're going to have a speaker talk to us about the Islamic religion. We're going to visit the Jewish Community Center in Omaha. So a lot of really great activities and kind of get everybody together again. And that's the thing that I really love about these virtual institutes is you have both the face-to-face interaction, but then you also have the internet course component going on in between. So right now I'm traveling up to Omaha, and we're going to meet this morning at UNO. And then we're going to do these various activities. Oh, one of the activities that I forgot to mention, since we're studying about the geography of the Middle East, is we're going to the zoo in Omaha, the Henry Dorley Zoo, which is a world-class zoo right up there with San Diego and basically any zoo in the United States. And they have an entire desert climate inside this huge dome, this huge plastic or glass dome. And we're going to go into the desert dome and look a little bit at the climate of the desert. So I'm really excited about that. We actually went to the zoo about 3 weeks ago with my family, and we took our 2-year-old daughter, and she thought it was really neat. So I'm excited to go back and look at it from more of an educator perspective today instead of just a parent with a toddler. So it's a great class. Again, if you're listening in Nebraska and you teach history or you teach social studies, please do a Google search for GEON. Again, it's just a GEON. It's a great group. They have some great workshops. My dad wanted to take some graduate hours this summer and took actually 2 of their classes. One was on the Sand Hills. In Nebraska, we have this this big geographical area called the Sand Hills, and it's actually outside of Africa, the largest sand dune area in the world. And my dad took a class where they basically talked about the geography of the Sand Hills. They went to a ranch, they got to brand cattle, they took some photographs, and he just finished up that class recently within the last couple weeks. So again, GEON, an amazing organization. If you're in Nebraska, please go ahead and look that up. The second thing I'd like to talk about today is what I'll be doing exactly a week from now, and I will be in Seattle, actually Redmond, Washington, where Microsoft is headquartered, and I will be attending the Microsoft Innovative Teachers Worldwide Forum. And it's kind of a crazy story how this came about, but in April, I'm on a mailing list that Microsoft sends out called Innovative Teachers. And it's a great mailing list because they'll occasionally have special offers, or they have tips on how to use Microsoft products in the classroom. Well, in April, I got an email saying they're getting together, they're forming a group called the Worldwide Forum on Innovative Teaching. And they asked if you'd like to apply. You needed to send a couple of letters of recommendation, a couple of samples of how you use technology in your classroom. And since I signed up for 10 of these things, and I like to apply for grants and different things, I sent the stuff in, really not expecting for much to happen, but I thought it was worth a shot. Well, in June, my principal got a phone call from Microsoft saying that they were inviting me to attend this worldwide teaching forum. And what Microsoft is hoping to do is to gather teachers from around the world. They're going to have about 100 teachers globally, and 12 teachers from the United States attend, and they're going to have us meet on Monday and Tuesday of next week, and basically just do a lot of sharing of ideas. We're going to talk a lot about best practices, how we use technology in our classroom, and they want us to build some networking and some contacts that we can go back to our own schools and then maybe collaborate a little bit with another teacher globally on the same project. So I'm really excited. I'm one of 12 teachers that have been selected to attend, and it's a great opportunity. I can't wait to get to Seattle and find out exactly what they want us to do. I know that they're going to have us meet on Monday, and then I think on Monday afternoon they have an award ceremony, and we'll be going to our Microsoft headquarters for a short time on Monday afternoon or early evening, and then they're going to take us into Seattle for a dinner, I guess, inside Seattle, and then we'll meet again on Tuesday, and then I'll be flying back on Wednesday of next week. So I'm really excited to take my iRiver to Seattle and hopefully talk to some of the other teachers from around the world. I think it would be great podcasting material to be able to interview someone from another country on how they use computers in their classroom. So hopefully by that time I'll be a little bit more fluid in my delivery, and so you guys will get the opportunity to share some of the experiences that I'll have in Seattle. Just kind of in closing, I would like to talk a little bit about the equipment I'm using, since this is podcast number 2. Hope it's not too bumpy here. I'm driving on Interstate I-29, and right before I was doing this a little bit, kind of testing it, right before I got to the Iowa border. And in Missouri, the road's relatively smooth. And I'm currently in Iowa, and the road is not quite as smooth, so there's quite a few more bumps, so hopefully that's not affecting the quality of the podcast too much. But getting back to the equipment, I am using an iRiver, and I bought an iRiver MP3 player about a month ago, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm not someone that listens to a lot of music, although I do have some musical interests. I do listen to a lot of talk radio. Drives my wife nuts when we're in the car because I'm listening to either sports talk radio or news radio. And so when I bought my MP3 player, I wanted something that would store music, and I have been listening to some podcasts recently, so I wanted to be able to download podcasts. But as I started to look at the products, when I looked at iRivers, they really appealed to me because it wasn't just an MP3 player. I have a back up here. I have an iRiver IFP 895, and it retails for about $125 retail. There were some rebates and some sales, and so I got it for a little bit under $100 at a local Best Buy. But for $100, this thing is about the size of a keychain. It has over 500 megs of memory, so it has more than enough space for me to put some music on. But also, it has an FM tuner and then the built-in microphone so that I can record my voice. And it amazes me that something this small can do all of those things and really at pretty high quality. I think the quality of this digital recording from my voice is actually pretty good. So that's what I'm using to record the podcast. I'm not doing anything fancy with music right now. I know just a very little bit about Audacity. Actually, my students know quite a bit more about Audacity than I do. One of my students this past year tried to show me a little bit about Audacity and was just kind of really busy with a bunch of stuff at the time. So I might actually ask for his expertise once school starts up again in August, and maybe we can get some theme music going. But right now it's just kind of me talking into the mic and sharing ideas. I did want to get a couple podcasts up before I went to Seattle because I want to do some podcasting from Seattle, or at least recording the audio from Seattle. So I wanted to kind of get my feet wet a little bit. I have published my podcast to iTunes 4.9. I'm not a big tech guy as far as the RSS goes. I haven't really wrapped my whole head around that idea behind subscriptions and things. I do have a subscription list on iTunes that I just downloaded last week with some podcasts, so I'm kind of trying to get used to it a little bit. But I did go through the process of trying to put my podcast on iTunes, and I think it takes a while. That's kind of the feedback I'm getting from different people, I guess. So I did put it up. I'm not sure if it will eventually be listed as an educational podcast, but I think that, you know, just being on the iTunes podcast directory would probably help the visibility a little bit of the podcast. So we'll kind of see how that goes in the next week. So I will say goodbye for today. I might even try and do some podcasting from Omaha as far as the class I'm teaching today, maybe get some perspectives on what the students think. But I think I will leave it at that for now. This has been podcast number 2 from I-29 between Omaha and Kansas City, and I hope everybody has a great day, and I'll see you all soon. Bye.